From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As we've been reporting throughout the day, a powerful line of storms raced across much of the South last night, turning over trucks, flattening houses, and killing more than 50 people. At least 26 of the fatalities were in Tennessee, where a pair of storms cut a 140-mile swath across the state. Weather experts say it was the deadliest storm to hit Middle Tennessee in 75 years. Macon County, 60 miles northeast of Nashville, was hardest hit, and that's where we sent reporter Blake Farmer of member station WPLN.
Macon County Sheriff Mark Gammons didn't sleep last night. His hometown of Lafayette was experiencing likely the most deadly storms in its history, pounding the rural terrain from north to south.
Like I said, we're probably talking 30, 40 miles, just like plumb across our county. Started south and headed northeastern and went plumb to the state line, Kentucky line.
In its wake, the tornadoes left 100-year-old hardwoods snapped off at the trunk. Shingles and insulation are wrapped around the branches of trees that remain. At least 10 residents of Macon County have been confirmed dead. It was all the neighbors could do to start picking up the pieces this morning. First, a massive front-end loader had to help Laura Pettigo clear the pile of scrap metal and shards of 2x4s from blocking her driveway. She spent the evening at the county hospital with dozens of others who were injured or seeking shelter. This morning, Pettigo returned to see her two-story stucco house blown off its foundation by 30 feet. Her husband rode out the raging storms in a closet.
It like exploded. That was the terms he used. Yeah, he could hear it, like the windows exploding. He could feel the house shifting.
The house became a moving target for fence posts and tree branches that impaled the facade. Flying debris caused most of the lacerations and broken bones that walked through the ER's doors. Nurse Vonda Tuttle just left the hospital after working all night.
It's a 6-bed ER, and we had probably 75 people in there at one time.
Tuttle holds her 1-year-old girl close as she and her husband Troy sift through what was a family storage unit.
We had a bed that his grandpa made, and that's part of it right there.
Mainly,
we had a lot
stuff.
Of junk.
Dozens of other families are scraping mud off furniture and old appliances. Nothing remains of the storage buildings themselves but slabs of concrete and aluminum roofing flapping in the wind. Just outside the city limits, Steve Hall is doing his best to play the part of cowboy.
Come on, girl! Come here, baby!
He pounds a feed bucket and sloshes through soaked fields trying to corral 20 head of cattle. Emergency officials say livestock is wandering much of the county.
And it's just almost impossible to get them. They're all shook up. A helicopter's just flying over, and they're just kind of stirred up. And there's no fence on the road, so we've got a problem trying to figure out what to do with them.
Hall says he'll camp out until he can put up a temporary fence. The helicopters buzzing Hall's cows are surveying the damage and searching for survivors along the path cut through hardwood forests in these rolling hills. Standing in his front yard, Clint Carter looks at his neighbor's house that was flattened and says he's grateful his home's still standing. He came back to protect it from looters.
And just demolished, you know, just everything around me, but left my house pretty much intact.
Carter stands next to a for sale sign staked in the grass. He says he might as well take it in for now. It's not a good time to sell anyway. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.